Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Ross Coulthart, and his book is called In Plain Sight. And Ross, as we get into the Bentwaters story, to have you finish that, I do have to compliment you on one of the most thorough investigative books I've ever read on the field of ufology. You did just a tremendous job on this.
That's very kind of you, George. I tried to start out, I suppose, by writing a book that is a primer for people who are not as familiar, perhaps, as your audience are with the phenomenon. And I was actually amazed because I didn't know whether I had enough for a book. And in the end, my publisher asked me to take out about 50,000 words because I wrote way too much. It's a fascinating area. And I think the thing that really strikes me as a journalist, as somebody who I suppose you could call me a mainstream investigative journalist with some reputation, and what strikes me as interesting is media have largely ignored the UAP subject for decades because they've told themselves, they've been told, that they've been disinformed into the impression that this is a subject that really shouldn't be traversed. But it was cases like Bentwater that woke me up. And, you know, I'll take you to this forest in
Rendlesham,
England, and Rendlesham Forest. And it's very interesting because the key component to that story was the nuclear weapons that, whilst the US never admits that it's got nuclear weapons stored on a site, it did. It was a well-known location for the storage of nuclear weapons that would be deployed in the event of a Third World War. And I spoke to witnesses, and I've actually, as recently as a few weeks ago, I've spoken to witnesses who described to me an object clearly, intelligently controlled, hovering over where the nuclear weapons were stored in the American base. It was sending a light down, projecting a light down and scanning the area. And that really stuck with me, George. I'll get you to keep that memory because
absolutely.
I came back to Australia. And what happened was I started getting sources. I've spent a large part of my career reporting on the miseries of both of our countries' engagements in Iraq and Afghanistan, and covering the tragedy of 9/11, the terrible terror attacks like the Bali terror attack. And I've built up contacts, people in the intelligence and defense community who trust me, and they're confidential sources. They're people who give me information as a journalist. And I routinely would go to America to interview people in your military and defense and intelligence area. And it was interesting because I started asking about UAPs. And initially, there'd be a kind of an embarrassed silence. And then one or two of them would say to me, you know what, let's have a beer later. And I remember one guy in particular invited me to go and join him at a Georgetown bar in Washington, D.C. And he sat me down and he told me about incidents that had taken place in my own country. And I said, I thought it was nuclear weapons that these things are interested in. And he said, well, you guys don't have nuclear weapons in your country, but what you do have are bases, U.S. bases, that are incredibly important to the U.S. strategic nuclear deterrence.
Right.
And I'll be honest, I kind of knew about Pine Gap, which is a base in the middle of Australia, right near Ayers Rock, Uluru, Alice Springs. And it's got a lot of Americans who actually are staffed inside it. And there are sections of the base that are American only. And what they're doing is they're getting the downlink from satellites. And my source told me that because Pine Gap is plugged into as an early warning system for the Americans, it's plugged into what are the Russians doing, what are the Chinese doing, what's that crazy guy in North Korea doing. We get a lot of weird things happening in our bases. And I said, what do you mean, what sort of weird things? And he said, orbs, anomalous objects. And he described pretty much exactly what the sources at RAF Bentwaters had described to me, which was a craft that was clearly hovering over the facility, monitoring what was going on inside. And so I got really interested in this, and I ended up hearing about another base in Australia called Northwest Cape, which is the Harold Holt Communications Station. And most Australians still, to this day, have no idea about this base that is located way up in northwestern Australia, right on the edge of the desert, in the middle of nowhere. And it's near a town called Exmouth. And most people who go there to see the whale sharks, these beautiful,
yeah,
big,
huge
sharks. They're absolutely massive.
Is this base, Ross, like our Area 51 here?
It's got overtones of that because I didn't know what it was for, and I was amazed because I ended up talking to a very senior former member of a member of a political party who had been the Minister for Defence in our government, and he said to me, he said, well, Ross, Northwest Cape, in the event of nuclear war, is where the commands go out from the American president for missile submarines in the Indian Ocean and the Southern Pacific to launch their missiles. And I said, you're kidding. And he says, no. He says, it's kept very quiet, but basically it's the main communications hub to send very low frequency signals under the ocean, 80 feet down to where these submarines are lurking out of sight of the satellites and the tracking systems that the Russians and the Chinese use. And it sends a signal in the event of war, telling them to come closer to the surface to receive the codes that essentially tell them to launch their missiles. And I remember I said to him, I said, doesn't this make us a target? And he laughed and he said, yes, that's pretty much the case. And so I started taking an interest in this Harold Holt Naval Communications Station, which until 1991 was actually mainly manned and commanded by Americans. There were Australians there, but it's quite amazing. They've got these two bases on Australian soil, Pine Gap and the Harold Holt Naval Communications Station, which are largely run still by Americans, although nominally it's controlled at Northwest Cape now by Australia. And I pretty soon started hearing about these incredible stories of objects that had been sighted over the base, including one occasion in 1973, which is one of the occasions when the world came the closest to nuclear war. It was October 1973, and the Arabs and the Israelis were having a war in the Middle East, and the Russians were talking about going in, deploying troops to essentially protect places like Syria, who were their ally.
Right.
And Henry Kissinger and Nixon in the White House were terrified that they were going to have a war with the Russians, the Soviets. And so Henry Kissinger made the decision late one night to go to DEFCON 3. from DEFCON 4. It's the highest peacetime defense condition. It's literally one level down from when the water goes up. Launch your fighters, get ready for war. And it involved a massive operational deployment of American forces all over the world. And within hours of that command going out from Henry Kissinger in the White House, there's an archived document in the Australian archives that was basically released on FOI many years ago. And it shows that the commander, the deputy commander of the base, an American deputy commander, and a fireman at the base, both individually, independently saw a charcoal black coloured sphere hover over the base. And it sat there for about 20 minutes.
Did they think it was Soviet at the time?
Well, they had no idea. They reported it to the Australian Air Force Defence Intelligence sightings, and it was recorded as an anomalous phenomena that nobody could explain. But what it made me realise was when I actually started talking to people in our defence and intelligence, they started telling me that this kind of phenomenon happens all the time. And George, I'll give you a scoop. I mean, I'm talking to people who are working at Pine Gap, which is probably America's most important base outside of the continental USA, slap bang in the middle of Australia. And I'm told that there are sightings all the time of anomalous phenomena, orbs doing weird things around the base. And this is a place where essentially Australia is hardwired into your nuclear weapons defense. And the interesting thing is something, some kind of phenomena is taking an interest in those facilities, in
Absolutely.
Those defense bases. And this is what started to twig my interest, the fact that there was this untold story behind the scenes. And I started getting interested because I'd learned from the archives that there was this incident at Northwest Cape in 1973. So I started going through the files that had been very assiduously sought on FOI by people in Australia, including my friend Keith Basterfield and another guy, Bill Chalker. And they'd actually managed to pry reports out of the archives that showed that during the 1940s, the 50s, the 60s, and the 70s, there was an extraordinary explosion of interest in UAPs, UFOs, in Australia. And we had officials who were pushing, essentially, for a rapid response team to get this investigated because it was regarded as such a crucially important issue for our defense.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern.
It's just a shame, you know, that they took him from us.
Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, knocking on doors, uncovering new evidence, including the DNA of a potential killer.
My name is Danny Smith. I'm a detective with Miramar Police Department. This is Scott Weinberger. We're actually reopening an old case, and your name came up.
Untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one murder, but almost a dozen.
I thought they were going to kill me, so I kept my mouth shut, and I didn't say anything. All these years, I didn't say anything.
Listen to Cold Blooded, The Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rock the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James. LeBron James.
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Did you ever have information, Ross, on retrievals of crashed debris?
I can tell you, George, and this is another scoop I can lend your way, I can tell you that Bill Chalker, my good friend, who's one of Australia's most respected UAP researchers, he and I have been working together on something that Bill got a tip about, which involves allegations of a crash retrieval in the Australian desert. And independently of Bill's sighting of an alleged crashed craft, there's another bloke who's contacted me in far north Queensland, who tells me that he saw left-hand drive American military vehicles in the middle of the outback in Australia, clearly on some kind of secret military operation, shortly after a very loud explosion over an area near a place called Longreach in northern Queensland in the middle of the desert. And I'm still investigating these incidents. You know, there are claims of crashed craft, and in fact, we know that the Operation Moondust, Project Moondust teams did come to Australia. You know, Australia was actively involved in getting hold of what is recognized as human terrestrial debris from space satellites and rocket launches from the Russians and the Chinese. But as you would know, and as many of your listeners would know, the CIA's declassified files, to my incredulous amazement, they also record incidents where a team of crash retrieval people were traveling around the world, military people were traveling around the world to retrieve what are referred to in the files as discs, flying saucers, metallic craft. And I wrote these up in my book, and it's amazing because I and Bill Chalker and other people in Australia who are involved in this research, we're getting phone calls from people in the military who are quietly telling us about incidents that they know about. And I must say, I'm kind of ashamed of myself, to be honest, George, because I've always treated this subject until I started writing this book with derision, ridicule. When I started writing In Plain Sight, I honestly thought that what I was going to find was an easily explained phenomena that could be attributed probably to America testing black weapons in the Australian outback, or, you know, Area 51, what they were seeing at Area 51 was some new technology as yet to be revealed. But it's interesting because I don't know if you're aware, but I'm doing a podcast with a guy called Bryce Zabel.
Bryce is a dear friend of the show, a good guy.
Yeah, and so it's Need to Know Doc Today, and as a result of that program, we're getting contacts from people. I'm finding I'm getting called by people who are urging me to investigate things all over the world. People are telling me about incidents that they're aware of, sightings incidents, alleged crash incidents. And I must confess, my eyes are being opened. The scales are being lifted from my eyes. And I can happily report to you, my friend, I can happily report that media from all over the world, especially since these UAP hearings in the Congress, and especially since the tendering of the report to the Congress in June last year, there's a slow waking up going on where the people that I know, who are some of the world's top investigative journalists for some of the top newspapers, TV shows, radio stations in the world, they're starting to ask me questions. And they've read my book, they've listened to my podcast, and they're basically saying, something to this, isn't there? And a number of them, I had a conversation with a Spanish journalist the other day who told me that he was aware of incidents that had been reported to him by his military involving, as you should ask, alleged crashes and retrievals of those crashed craft, which he hadn't reported because, like me, he'd thought it was all rubbish. And then he'd read my book. He'd actually, I think, heard me on another podcast, and he decided to have another look, and he went back to his source in the Spanish military, and his source told him, yeah, when I told you about that, I'm serious. This is for real. So I'm now trying to work with that Spanish journalist to actually get the information into the public domain.
Why do you think now, Ross, why do you think now the government is holding hearings and seems to be interested in finding out what's going on?
You know, there's a saying in my line of work, George, that the dirtier the secret, the more the truth has a way of wriggling to the surface.
Yeah.
You can't hide a dirty secret for very long. And I actually do believe, I'm generally, as a journalist, I'm taught not to believe in conspiracy theories, but I do believe solidly that there has been a conspiracy to keep the truth from the public. It's recorded in CIA archives, for heaven's sake. There are documents saying this, that the public shouldn't be told, it should be treated with ridicule. Whereas, in fact, all along, the United States, Britain, my country, France, Russia, China, all of these countries have been treating the phenomenon extremely seriously. My sources, and I can't verify this, but in my book I talk about how my sources have been told of crash retrievals, that they were read into a crash retrieval program that's being operated by the US government where they're trying to reverse engineer, back engineer craft, non-human craft. And as I'm saying that, George, I'm thinking, does George Norrie think I'm crazy?
Not at all.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Scott Weinberger, journalist and former deputy sheriff. In my new podcast series, Cold-Blooded, I'm embedded in the cold case investigation into the death of firefighter Billy Halpern. Experience this investigation in a truly unique way, untangling secrets that may reveal the answers to not only one case, but almost a dozen. Listen to Cold-Blooded, the Apollo Gym Murders on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.